Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizza? Yeah, it's that time again. Video Game Bang. Brought to you by Energy Esports, the San Francisco Shock, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and, of course, Gamer Sups. Got to get your bump with Gamer Sups. Drink it down into your belly. Gives you limitless energy. Too much energy sometimes. Aaron, I want my blueberry acai Gamer Sups back, actually.
Well, if you would like it in the form of urine or fecal matter, because it's already passed all the way through.
You haven't.
That's tasty. I have some of that over here, though.
Oh, Ivy's showing it off right there.
I've been selling it at work.
You're a dealer?
Yeah, literally, actually have been. Like, no.
You're selling it by the kilo, or?
I give a couple of people, like, one scoop, and it gets them up in the morning, of course, because, you know, I work early in the morning, and they're...
I thought people are already up in the morning.
Well, no, they're energetic. Like, they're energetic at work, and I'm like, yeah, just head on to the website, type in that code VGB.
Out doing some grassroots sales.
And here's the other thing. I don't give them more than one. No. Give them the first one for free, then they got to pay.
That's exactly how drug dealing works.
Yep.
You put them like in little dime bags?
I thought about that for the next round of them, but I don't know. We'll see.
If he was a legendary guitar player, he'd be Dimebag Daryl. Aaron Carter, what's up?
Who the hell is Dimebag Daryl?
Dimebag Daryl, brah.
What group?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You'd never heard of him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never... did he wrestle?
No.
DDP?
No. The band's name is Pantera.
I've heard of Pantera.
They do...
A Mexican group?
No.
No?
No.
They don't?
No.
Okay. Not.
They do the song... Respect! Walk!
No.
Never heard of it?
I've heard of Respect, like Aretha Franklin.
It's got that legendary guitar riff. Then the drums come in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't.
Respect. Nothing.
No.
This isn't doing nothing for you.
Never heard of it, I promise you.
If she was a legendary guitar player, she would be Kirk Hammett. Let's go there.
Again.
Ivy Doom Kitty.
Hey, how are you?
Kurt Hammond.
You guys miss me?
Yeah, actually, we did. Where have you been? You've been ditching us.
And that's Metallica, by the way.
Oh, you got it. Is. She had to Google it.
I did not. Do you see me holding a phone? I thank you.
You're in front of a computer, right?
She is in front of a computer.
Whatever. No, I've been good. I've been good. A lot of work, getting stuff done. Lot of work. So, yeah, I missed you guys. I hope you guys missed me. I'm pretty sure chat missed me. Hi, fam.
They did. Missing, who I don't know if anybody really misses, is David Webb, not on the show this week.
I thought I saw a photo of him on a milk carton.
Really? He was... Oh, that's possible. Do people still do that?
I don't think that doesn't happen anymore. I think that was an 80s thing.
Was it? I think it was before the 80s.
I don't think people do...
Missing children
on milk cartons anymore.
Can you imagine that before there was Amber Alerts, there was putting someone's face on a milk carton?
That must imply that there was a lot of milk sold in America at one point. You got to think about what nowadays, almond milk, you know, 2% milk.
And coconut milk.
Yeah, there's a lot of different
Amy
stuff.
Amy drinks
now.
A ton of milk.
Who? Who are you?
Amy, my sister. She drinks a crap ton of milk.
Is. I know who the Duchess is.
Oh, my God.
But
so could we get an update on this will they, won't they thing going on right now between you, Mr. Aaron Carter?
The Duchess, formerly known as Amy, has already agreed to the name of the Duchess, of course.
Sir Aaron Carter and the Duchess?
Yes.
Oh,
that actually
my
sounds
God.
Like a good TV show on CBS right there.
That sounds like, yes. Like a weird
not doing that.
60s band, like Captain and Tennille.
Sir Edgar and the Duchess, yes. Yes. So, wow. I mean, we'll give you guys live updates and tweets. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Interesting. Do we even know what happened to Webb? Because he, like, this is super unprofessional. We should just bust him out right now. This is a professional podcast. We've been doing this for many years. And then he just messaged us out of nowhere saying, I can't make it, family stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't give me any more detail besides what you got there. So, family stuff.
This wasn't in the sidebar chat you have without me?
No, this was definitely just family stuff.
That was one of the things we talked about, Ivy. Apparently, there's a Discord or some sort of channel that I don't think I'm a part of.
Uh-oh.
Are you a part of this?
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
She pleads the fifth, basically.
If Ivy's in it and I've been left out, I'll be very upset.
Wow.
It's okay. I've been left out my whole life, so let me know how them apples feel.
Boo-hoo, says the big Instagram cosplayer, who is actually moving her empire to another social platform?
Uh-oh.
Not necessarily. Tentatively, we're waiting. I gotta read this stuff and see if that's a thing or not.
So this is a news show. What's the breaking news? What is this new website, and why are everybody moving over to it?
So there's this new social media platform called Vero, V E R O.
It's not Vero.
Vero, not V D. Vero, Vero. And with this platform, it's supposed to be a combination of Tumblr and Instagram. Everything's chronological order. You can use hashtags, all of that jazz. And everyone's switching over to it. I created an account specifically to save my name because assholes like to steal my name on stuff. But a friend of mine just posted a little thing about some of the terms and conditions of this platform, saying that any content that you post on there, any photos, anything like that, becomes the property of the platform. And by agreeing to the terms and conditions and posting images on there, you are agreeing to that.
Do we know, is this different than other social media? Like, do you know for a fact that Instagram doesn't have ownership over all your stuff?
They don't have ownership over it.
How do you know? Do you know that?
Because it's in their terms and conditions.
And what is exactly owning? Are you just worried about like
ownership?
Modifying?
Is and they can sell your images.
Okay.
Like they can sell the photos.
Okay.
Yeah, and they can post them on anything else as their own. You know what I mean? Like if they're like, oh, we're gonna like market this product. Oh, look, we have like all of these photos on our platform. Pull one of those. We'll use it. You know, stuff like that. So supposedly that is a thing. If you agree to this, to, you know, posting your stuff on this platform, you're agreeing to that. And because I'm very protective about my image and where it goes, that is definitely not something I want to do. So before I post any images on there, like I am letting people know, like, go follow me on there and everything. But it's kind of like a soft, post, through what is it? Instagram stories.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't done a hard push or anything like that because I want to make sure that I read through everything before actually posting stuff because
yeah,
I'm not going
to
do that.
I'm trying to do my due diligence here and read, see if there's any articles. I'm not seeing any articles about this. And
I got an email from them with the terms and conditions. I just haven't read it.
I'm almost 95% sure that Instagram themselves is spreading these nasty rumors.
What do you mean?
I think they're just spreading rumors, trying to get people afraid of switching over to Vero.
But, okay, all right.
The conspiracy theorist in me is that's what I think.
The thing I don't understand is what is the big appeal right now? But I mean, I understand people are kind of upset with Instagram for whatever reasons, but I'm like, what do they hope to find in this new app that apparently does pretty much the same thing, right?
Well, Ivy was saying that there's some anger amongst the cosplay community with Instagram, with the algorithms.
Oh, yeah. So The majority of cosplayers' accounts as of late have been hit really hard in terms of our visibility sucks. It tanked about a week ago, and it's just been getting progressively worse. Losing followers. I myself am losing followers, and my viewings on a lot of my posts, because I have a business account, have dwindled in comparison to what they normally are. And it's just Instagram playing with the algorithms because they're owned by Facebook. So just like Facebook as a platform for me tanked, Instagram is also now doing that for me, as well as anyone else that's either a business owner or, you know, has social media accounts for the purposes of business. So it's just a thing of, we're all just trying to find a platform where we can post our content and it be seen by the people that follow us, because if they didn't want to see our work, they wouldn't hit that follow button. So why should we pay several thousand dollars for the people that follow us to see that work, you know, versus, hey, you know, we're going to restrict the content that we're letting everyone see. You know, it's just, it's stupid, and it's just them exercising their power, because at the end of the day, they really do have that.
What's the counterpoint, though? I mean, so let's say I'm following myself. I'm not following this many people because I don't really give a shit about Instagram personally. But let's say I'm following, what's an average number? Do people follow 300 people, 500 people, 1,000? Like
I'd say the average is anywhere from 500 to 1,000 or 1,500.
So I'm Joe Blow off the street, and I follow 500 to 1,000 people. And do I really expect to scroll through my timeline and see everybody's bullshit? Or is it possible to have an algorithm where it notices a trend? Oh, I happen to like this person's tweets more, so give those priority. Push the shit that I'm skipping over that I don't really care about, like Sean Long's gym selfies, and push that shit away. So, like, what's the harm in that? I think is it possible that this is a good thing? These algorithms are good?
No, because it hurts businesses that rely on social media.
But isn't social media supposed to be for people to go, you know, experience the people they want to and things like that? So why do I want businesses?
Yeah, and that's why people hit the like button. So if they don't want to see it, they can easily hit unlike.
And they are, and now you're complaining and blaming the algorithm.
Like, if I no longer want to see someone's content, I just push unlike because I don't want to see their content anymore on my feed. It's that simple.
Yeah, but what if you're afraid of that person finding out that you hit unlike?
What if we switch it off? What if we turn it around? You know, me as a consumer on Instagram, I follow people that I like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see half of the accounts that I would like to see. So I have to manually go in, search for it, and then look it up because it no longer appears on my feed. You know, so the algorithms are not right. You know, I can go on a post or on someone's account and say, all right, I'm going to like 10 of these photos to see if this like shows me more of this. And it doesn't. It never does. So I am stuck manually typing in the names of the accounts I want to see, because it just does not show on my feed ever. So explain that.
I don't know. I hop on Instagram maybe once a day. Let me see. How many people do I follow?
You're a social media manager, though.
Yeah, but that, like, for my job, for personally, I go on mine once a day.
I go on it every day.
I follow 244 people, and I know for sure I'm not seeing 244 people's stuff. But I'm seeing the people that I care about.
Okay, so here's a question. How often do you see my stuff?
All the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I see yours a lot.
All the time. I see
I don't see you guys liking my photos.
That's a lie.
You get so many damn likes. How are you going to keep track of ours?
I can actually click on it and see if you guys are looking, if you guys like it or not.
Like, let me show you right now.
Let me show you exactly how many things you like.
Let's see. My most recent post. Oh, look. Actually, neither of you liked my recent
Can you
post.
See if we've even looked at it,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, what the hell? Like I said, I get on one time a day.
Okay, let's look at every single photo from today, then.
I'm on right now, and I just got on, so I get a pass.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at all the photos.
How many photos have you done
then
today?
And today, here's the thing. And if I do skip over it, Ivy, I notice not just you, but plenty of cosplayers do this. You guys post the same pictures over and over again.
Not
I'm not
going to
like the same picture hundreds of times.
Not really.
Oh, don't give me that. It's every cosplayer.
You lie.
It's every single
one. You're making things up.
Look at my Instagram.
Let's look at Aaron's Instagram real
quick. Because it could be
You know, you do not pop up on my feed, but that's probably because you don't post anything.
I don't really post anything.
Yeah, I actually never see Aaron's stuff. You know what? I don't see Aaron's stuff. I don't see Corey's stuff or VGB ever on my feed. I have to manually go in.
Let's see. My last post was February 11th. That's probably why.
Mine was the... us being on Spotify now, everybody.
Oh, yeah! The news. VGB is now officially on Spotify.
Even
that is exciting.
You can actually
that's all I listen to.
From the Kingdom of Wakanda on your Instagram. Woo! It has a location.
I did see that. I actually commented to Amy about that. Sorry. Mike, Aaron's posting about.
Sound like a mother. That's exactly with a whole bunch of kids.
Well, you guys are children.
Stacy, Clarence, Tyrone, whatever, which one of you new ones.
Yeah. You know where it's at, though, on Instagram is those Instagram stories.
I don't feel those.
Do you go through those, though?
No, not really. I went through them a couple of times, and then I'm just like. Because it reminds me of Snapchat, and I never cared so much for Snapchat.
Well, I'd hate opening Snapchat as a separate app just to go through little snaps.
Mm-hmm.
This has them at the top, and I feel like it's like brilliant because it's got that little subconscious notification vibe where you want to clear your notifications.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. I will go through all the Instagram stories of the day just to fucking get through them. And not have them as little notifications.
If you
on
scroll
there.
Up a little bit more, sometimes they'll remind you there too.
It'll
be there again.
Yeah, and then I'll see like, oh shit, now there's a couple new ones. Damn it, I gotta watch them real quick.
Yeah.
Gotta watch them all.
I've never been able to catch somebody's live though.
They get so tricky because now it's like swipe up to go, you know, to the promised land, and they'll, you know, all of a sudden you're on a different website. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, it's
dead. Hey, well, I did that for our stream tonight.
I saw that.
A little swipe up thingy.
I was just looking at that.
I get a lot of ads on my Instagram now, and they're starting to pepper in a lot of other people's interests. Like, hey, this person likes this. Maybe you like it too. I'm like, I don't want you trying to guess what I like. Just let me search it out if need be.
So, Amy loves Instagram freaking ads.
Really? Ads?
She loves them because they target her perfectly.
It is pretty uncanny.
Like, and she's ordered a lot, or not a lot, but she's ordered like two, maybe three things off of Instagram ads.
I've never ordered anything off of there directly, but I get targeted with San Francisco Shock merchandise all the time from Into the AM.
Really?
It's only Shock. Maybe, I don't know if it's geo-located.
Yeah, and they probably go off of some of your posts as well, so they, yeah.
It's nuts. It's borderline crazy.
You mean stalkerish?
Stalkerish.
Yes, it definitely is.
Have you ever had that where you'll just be having a conversation and the next time you look at your phone, there's an ad for that thing?
I've had it for autocomplete on my Google whenever I was talking about Warframe on PlayStation. That was weird because I was going to Google search something just to play in the game. And it autocomplete, and it was just like it wasn't a word that was specific to Warframe, so it wasn't like, you know, some like weird alien word. It was just a regular thing, and then it said this in Warframe, and I was like, and I told Jerry, he's like, oh no, it's probably because maybe you looked up something a while ago about for. I'm like, no, this thing just automatically knows what the hell I'm trying to look for. And I don't like that. I'm going to have to clear my browser history or something.
Mm-hmm. We had a family member talking about he took a trip to Germany or something like that. Like Belgium. We were having this conversation about his trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to you, the next time I looked at my phone, it came up an ad for like cheap tickets to Germany.
Something? Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's
because it's always listening.
Wait, were we talking about Alexa or the...
I think everything.
Just my phone. This is just my phone.
Anything smart around you, I think it always is listening.
Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
Oh, the Brain Bang theme song right now? What? I can't believe it. We're having such a healthy conversation, and the Pain Bang theme song comes out of nowhere.
Is it the better one?
No, it was just it was vanilla.
It's the horrible one.
We got a lot to cover.
Bang. That one.
I feel like even though we're a man down, we're like more efficient. I feel like the show got better somehow.
Wow. That's because I'm here. Thank you.
The addition of Ivy, the losing of Webb, I mean, it's really 50-50. Really.
Is it really?
Yeah. This week's Brain Bang question, I wanted to get a little personal. You know, we talk about video games all the time. And
what was that?
I forgot to switch the notifications.
Wow.
Thank you for the new follow. That was a little strange. I wanted to know, what's everybody's favorite Beatle?
What?
The Beatles. And this ties back to video games because there was a Rock Band Beatles game. Remember that?
There was, yes.
Yeah. I think I remember that.
So in honor of that game, I wanted to know.
Is this the anniversary of that game or something?
No.
Okay.
I watched a documentary about the Beatles, and I put the question out there.
Good Lord.
There's nothing more. It's a great documentary, first of all. If you have Netflix and you want to enlighten yourself, watch the documentary called How the Beatles Changed the World. Incredible. I think I recommend it to you, Aaron. I think you can.
Beatles Changed the World.
You can use the musical knowledge. I just don't think you're woke enough.
Okay. All right.
Stay woke.
Of course, the options were Paul, John, George, and Ringo.
There's only four options, right?
Yeah.
There was no extra Bingle.
They never Bingles. Added Beatles. No. There was no Cousin Oliver.
Before. Yeah. There was no extra ones that had different paint on their face.
Yeah. So in chat, I'd love to hear what you guys think. We'll go round robin around here just to kind of to see what everyone's favorite Beatle is. Ivy, do you have a favorite Beatle?
No, not really.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. Do you know who the Beatles are?
Yes, I know who they are.
Name 12.
Yes, I've heard their music. Yellow 12, Submarine.
12 Beatles songs right now. 12 of them.
64.
12. 10 more.
Huh?
10 more songs. Name 12 Beatles songs.
I don't know.
If you can't name 12 Beatles songs, you lose all your credibility.
I don't know. I don't listen to them.
All right. Well, you already failed.
In chat, start with the Incognati. That includes you, Aaron. Freaking kick your ass.
Aaron.
The Duchess brought it up anyway.
Aaron, favorite Beatle?
The one that's still alive.
There's two still alive.
The one that's rich and still alive?
There's two that are rich and still alive.
Ringo's not rich. Let's face it.
He's rich in love.
Yeah.
Do you guys hear the conspiracy theories, though, about McCartney?
Yes.
No.
I watched a documentary about that as well.
That he actually died in that accident.
So decades ago? Yeah, so he had a pretty nasty accident. I don't know what year it was, but there's a big conspiracy theory that it was actually like a body double who took his spot.
A body double. Now, what evidence do they have that shows this?
They look into the music.
They were saying that they compared like their skeletal structure, like the head skeletons, and there were several inconsistencies with what his skeletal structure was before and now. Like they don't match.
Okay.
There's also say that there's hints in the music.
Well, I just found it interesting. I'm not saying I believe it. I just thought that it was really interesting that's a huge theory along. I don't know what you call people that like really love the Beatles. Beetleheads. I don't know. Potterhead, like Potter fans or Potterheads. We're Potterheads. Trekkies or Trekkers.
I don't know what you call a Beatles fan. Beats.
The Beats. No, that's a whole different group.
The Beats. There's also like. If you play the song backwards, they're saying "Ha ha,
oh,
Paul
yeah.
is dead." Ha ha, Paul is dead. Like there's a tons of like
oh
little.
Oh my god! Things. Why would you throw that in your song?
To like let the I don't know. That's a good point. To give people something to hold on to, you know. I don't know. So your favorite is McCartney, Aaron?
I would guess so. He's the one that's the richest right now.
That's how you base. Your affection.
Alive and rich.
Alive and
yes.
rich. It's a terrible thing.
I only like maybe two songs from the Beatles.
Okay. What? Which ones?
8 Days a Week.
That's a good one.
And the one that Michael Jackson sung. What was it called?
The one Thriller. He did with McCartney?
That one that the Girl Come Together Is Mine? Right Now.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the one he did with McCartney.
No, not that one. That's a Michael Jackson song to me. That's not a McCartney.
Billie Jean?
No, that Say one. I think that's what you're talking about.
Free Willy.
All right.
Heal the World?
Didn't no. Michael Jackson, he bought.
Yeah, he bought all their.
He bought the Beatles.
He bought their album or their collection or something like that. I remember Paul was upset.
Yeah.
And
he outbid him or something.
He did a very bad impersonation of Michael. He's like, I'm going to buy all your music. And then he said, I thought he was playing around. And he went and did. And I was like, oh, wow.
You know, what this did is I have family members who hate the Beatles.
Why? That makes no sense.
I know. It doesn't make any sense to me either. They think they're the very first boy band.
Terrible.
And how, like, you know, that's the reason we have NSYNC and One Direction and all that. Which, to be fair, they did kind of start off as a major pop band, right? And, like, girls were mainly their fans. And they all wore matching suits and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they, like, when I see boy band, I see, like, some old white guy pick 5 good-looking young people and say, you're a band now, here's your songs, wear this jacket, put your hair this way, and they're, like, completely manufactured, right? Like, do we really think One Direction wrote all their fucking songs?
I would say yes.
I don't think they did. I know for sure NSYNC weren't writing all of those lyrics.
Well, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, weren't they both made by that one?
Yeah, like, that guy.
Fat white guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's like a boy band.
Iggy Pop?
No.
If you saw the picture of this dude.
He's like bald.
Yeah.
Crater's face looking.
So that, all the girls that liked NSYNC and
they really like this dude.
They really like that guy, yes.
But the Beatles wrote their own music. They were like, they were really anti-establishment.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
Special Cases says pick a song.
I did. I said Come Together. I know he's all getting tilted in the chat room. Oh, this is the name of this song. He must be some Beatles mega fan or something. Yeah, I already picked a song. Special Cases.
He was super anti-establishment, hated like the royalty, you know, especially John. And once they blew up so big, they were doing a performance and the royal family was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a concert where all the people were down like the cheap seats at the bottom. And then there was this real fancy booth up there at the top. And when they were playing their final song, John Lennon said to the, you know, this last song is for all the people in the cheap seats. We want you to get as loud as possible. Clap your hands. And then I guess you up there at the top can rattle your jewelry or something.
Wow.
A complete savage. And that's what people loved about them beyond just the incredible music. Anyways, go watch this fucking documentary. It's really good. It made me look at the Beatles in a whole new light. From chat, a lot of love for not chat, but in the poll, a lot of love for George Harrison. Thankfully, he was obviously the talented one of the group musically. But as according to the votes, and the votes are what matter, last place was George Harrison.
Wait, what?
George Harrison got 23% of the vote.
Even I thought you said a lot of love for him.
But in the comment section?
Oh, like, I was going to say. Like,
no. All the comments are basically about how is he in last place? He needs more votes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
People feel very strongly about our George Harrison. And then second to last place with 24%, John Lennon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
how
the one
quickly
that got
people
shot,
forget.
Right?
Yeah. Well, the one that shot, the one who was with Yoko.
He's not alive and he's not rich.
I fell down the rabbit hole of some of his interview videos. Bananas. Okay. Like, he was calling people out. He was like king of controversy for a little while there.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah, ripping into everybody, talking shit about the Rolling Stones, talking shit about Bob Dylan, McCartney. He had like a diss track dedicated to Paul McCartney called How Do You Sleep? And he just is constantly jabbing him.
Special Case says John was problematic.
He was crazy, super nutty, but last place in the, or second to last, did not expect that. Second place, Ringo with 25%.
And who's number one?
No clue how that happens.
Like I told you.
You want to know, Ringo, for whatever, basic meat and potatoes drummer, you know?
His name is what stands out.
Everybody just knows, I guess, the name Ringo.
Yeah, his
Everyone knows a dog named Ringo.
You got to think about it. You say there's Paul. Of course, he's number one because he's still alive and rich. You had John. Okay, it's Jingleheimer Schmidt. Everybody's got that name. And then what was the last one?
George.
Exactly. So, yeah, Ringo. That's a different name that sticks out. Everybody's going to remember Ringo.
You know, I saw, I think it was Ringo and McCartney, like, reunited on some stage to play a Beatles song.
And just those two?
Well, and McCartney's band.
Okay.
So, you have John, or Paul McCartney standing in front. You have Ringo playing the drums in the back. And then they cut to a certain angle, and you see Paul McCartney's real drummer way off in the distance playing.
Oh.
And I thought it was funny because I'm watching Ringo and I'm hearing cymbals hit and stuff. I'm like, he didn't do that. What the hell's happening? Cut. I bet you Paul McCartney won't even trust Ringo to lay down a drum track these days.
That's messed
up. He still brings his real drummer.
That's messed up.
And then, of course, you can figure out number one with 28% of the vote, Paul McCartney.
Still alive and rich.
Still alive and rich.
And he worked with Mike.
He did work
or
with Mike.
Or is he?
So.
People in chat said, this is an interesting question. I know I can't answer it. He says, yeah, everybody can remember the Beatles, but can anyone name all the members of Limp Bizkit?
There were other members besides
Fred Durst.
I only know Fred Durst and Wes Borland, the guy who would like dress up like a cyber monkey, do the makeup thing.
Couldn't tell you any of them besides Fred Durst. I thought Limp Bizkit was just Fred Durst's alternate name.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't get their own rock band game, so.
No, they did not.
Maybe if they did, we would be able to name more.
They maybe made it on a Tony Hawk soundtrack once or something.
That's how you know you've made it.
Do they still perform now?
Probably with Smash Mouth somewhere.
I'm going to look it up. Limp Bizkit Tour.
Limp Bizkit.
Ooh, Special Cases. I'll agree with that. I really liked Behind Blue Eyes when they did it.
That was a Who song that they butchered. Yeah. Yeah, Limp Bizkit's touring around, man, and they're going worldwide. They're playing in New Zealand. They're going to Australia.
What?
Yeah.
Get your money, I guess.
They're still really big over there. I think that their music just hit that side of the world.
Oh, yeah, you can get those type of concerts because I hear 90s rap and stuff like that. It's the same thing where they'll hit like Sweden or something like that and blow up because they just got it or something. I have no idea, though. But, I mean, if you're touring, you're touring.
Yeah. Kaya says that they came out with new music a year or two ago.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
Someone's challenging us. They say, can you name all the members of AC/DC? Because after all, they did have one. I can't.
No,
I can
no
name
idea.
Brian Johnson, the singer. Angus Young, obviously, the guitar player who dresses like a schoolboy and does the kicky move.
Nope.
I think his brother, Malcolm Young, was the other guitar player. And I couldn't tell you who the bass player or drummer is. That was our music history, everybody.
Yeah.
Music history. Ivy, we talked about it a lot in the last episode, but we'll give you a moment here. Talk about Black Panther and what you thought of it.
It was so good. Oh, my God. It was so, so, so good. Amy and I went to see it today. And holy crap. For me, I found it to be very, very emotional movie for me. I don't know. I was really feeling it. And like the themes that they were talking about, they were very important, you know? And I highly recommend everyone see it. I actually posted a thing on my social about it. I think it's a good film. I think it's important that people support it. You know, just like, you know, Wonder Woman was very important for us last year, I think that this is like one of the important films to support this year, and it does not disappoint in any way, shape, or form.
You're
I actually
the only
had very
one I've
high
heard
expectations.
Say this. You're the only one I've heard say that this is an important film.
It's important. I'm not the only one.
You're the only one I've heard.
Several people that have said it's very important.
Why is it important?
It's important because the general demographic of films that we see are mostly white people. You really don't see minorities. You really don't see, you know, blacks in films on the level that you see white people. So a film like this that solely focuses on, you know, Africa, I think is a really big deal, you know, and I think that seeing the kind of numbers that we're getting from this film, the revenue generated and all that, I think that says something to Hollywood saying, hey, you know what? People are interested in seeing people of color in films, you know, prominently featured more so than just whites.
Wow, you know, whites. And
yeah,
that's white people. Much. Yeah, you know, just like Wonder Woman last year with, you know, it was led by a woman director and, you know, it's about a woman. It was very important for women last year for that film. And it made waves in Hollywood. And I think this film's going to do the same. You know, I loved how they delivered various messages within the film. Like I said, I had very high expectations, and even those expectations were blown away when I saw it.
Aaron, is Black Panther an important film?
Important, yes.
For the same reason? Are you echoing Ivy's sentiments here?
It's important because Black Panther is important to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
One. No, I mean, that's all fine and dandy. That's what we've talked about before. But in the context of what Ivy's talking about, this is an important film in cinema.
I think,
because it has black actors and people are tired of seeing the whites.
I wouldn't say people are tired of seeing the whites. I think it's important because it's just proof that it works, that you can have a majority of a minority cast and it still works across the world, that people will go out and see it.
Yep.
So it's something that writers, directors, you know, filmmakers in general just, you know, shouldn't be afraid of. You shouldn't have to look to recast or something like that. And I think one of the big, if you want to look for the racial importance of the film, I want to say one of the big ones is the skin tones of the actors. Not just that they were, you know, black from all around the world. You know, you had England, you had Africa, America, you know, all over the place. But they were darker. Like,
yeah.
They weren't like light-skinned black people. The main love interest, you know, dark-skinned black girl. When's the last time you saw that ever? You know, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see it as it works. I'm very used to it because, you know, I grew up around black people. So I'm like, I already know it works for me. So, you know, now it's just good to see that, you know, it works all around the world.
Are there themes? So I haven't seen the movie yet. But are there a lot of themes in the movie that back up what you're talking about, Ivy? Or is it more like what Aaron's saying, is that just the fact that, since it's a majority black cast and it's blowing up, that is the important part? Or is there, am I going to go see the movie and then there's going to be a bunch of political stuff hidden into it that's going to make
there,
me come
there's
out?
A few political things that are sprinkled throughout the film, a few things relating to like historical aspects. I will say definitely stay for the end credits for the two cutscenes. There's one at the very, very end after all the credits are over. But the one that I find specifically important is the very first, you know, mid-credit scene that you'll see. That one got like really, really got me. I got very emotional when I saw that scene, and you guys will know why if you guys like just listen to the words that are being spoken, and I think that they're very important for. You know, just in general, like it's important for the film, but I think that those words are very important for the time that we live in today. And that's all I'm going to say.
All right. I mean, I want to go see it. It's all about making time to go see it. I've had a hellacious last few weeks, personal stuff. I haven't really talked about on the show, but I did have my grandfather pass away a couple weeks ago. and been dealing with a lot of that stuff. Pretty much when I'm not doing the show or working, it's been prepping. And we did do the memorial service last week. And it was important. It's important to remember how important your family is.
Yes.
I know a lot of people have broken families, families that have members who are outcasts or don't hang out a lot. But if I remember taking any one thing away from my grandpa, maybe you guys even heard the Louis Prima music I was playing beforehand, was one of his favorite artists, and those were a few of his favorite songs. I just been doing a lot of thinking about family. And with this side of the family, we would get together and celebrate dumb holidays that a lot of people wouldn't think to celebrate. But it was always important to him to make sure we spent them together. President's Day, things like that. Whenever there was just a goofy holiday, we would always get together and spend time. And so what was great is not getting hugely into his life or anything, but he lived to be 81. He was a very quiet guy. What was really insane about him is that as soon as he retired, you know, retirement is usually a thing that everyone looks forward to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like your retirement, you finally did it. He and his wife had finally retired, my grandmother. And about a year before she retired, she really took a hit to dementia. And she required 24-hour care. And he refused to let her go to a home. He would absolutely not let it happen. So we had family move in, and he spent all of his retirement years, 6 years, taking care of her, like day in, day out. And what's me being the selfish jerk that you guys all know I am, would like that's tough to see a human being do. But when he would sit on the couch and look at her, you know, as she's going through this cursing and all these crazy things, like the look that he had in his eyes for her was as if they were on their wedding day. Like, it's something you just don't see in people, the selfless love. And I know for myself, I'm making a huge attempt to balance my personal life with my work life, spending more time with the people I love, my wife especially, who, you know, can feel neglected when we're doing all these things. And I think it's important for everybody to think about. Everybody's family situation is different, but life is so short, and it's really important that you spend time, make time for those people you love, even if it's stupid, even if it's President's Day. You know, tell your family you love them. And what the benefit was is that none of us, when he passed, it was devastating. It was surprising. Like, we didn't expect it, but none of us had the feeling of, oh, I wish I should have said this, or, oh man, if we'd only done this. Like, we spent so much time together as a family. It was the most, it sucks because, you know, he's not around anymore, mm-hmm. but you know, he lived his life, and he did it the way he wanted to. He passed out, he passed quietly in his sleep, what all of us, I'm sure, would hope for. And I just wanted to get that out there. So, I love you, Grandpa, and we'll meet again. Good stuff. Maybe I should have saved that for the end of the show.
Usually people do.
Save that for the end of the show. Is that why they don't? Well, the reason I didn't is because we have this. Oh, the What You Playing theme song. Oh, boy. Oh. What You Playing? The podcast gods are relentless. They want us to play What You Playing. Aaron, what you been playing?
What have I been playing? Of course, Warframe still. That game is just addictive. Still playing Secret of Mana. Sorry, people, not on the PS4, because it did not live up to what it was supposed to. So playing it on the old Super Nintendo. That's right. Old school.
You didn't go purchase any games for the Steam sale?
No, but I'm going to, because I want to start trying to use OBS to record. I want to see how well that program does to actually record gameplay on PC games, to do like LPs and stuff like that. But
That's Let's Plays for the people who don't understand. Yeah,
I hope they would understand listening to a video game podcast.
I mean, we have a more casual, cooler fan base, I'd like to think.
Some of them. Yeah, no, I want to see how well it holds up. So I'm going to go and see. Actually, I wanted to try. There's a, I don't know if those are, what's that website? I don't know if it's like a legal website. The one that's the where you can buy random codes for like $5 on Steam. And they'll give you like a pack of codes.
I heard you guys talking about that.
But I don't know if that. I know, that's why I'm saying I'm not trying to promote the website because I don't know if that website's a legit thing, but I don't know. I want to try that too, do some random gameplay stuff.
I can't go without acknowledging this. We have a special guest in our very own chat room right now.
Who is that?
You called him Questlove when we were watching the Smash tournament.
The dude that was commentating.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Yo.
And of course he's here because of Ivy, and that's what he says. Ivy, hello. He skips
Hi.
Over me.
Yeah.
Who's met him plenty of times.
Okay.
Hung out with this guy. We've broken bread. And he just goes straight to Ivy. Thanks, EE.
How you doing?
Special Cases says, me, I'm special.
Ivy, what you been playing?
Oh, man. Not much lately, because work, nonstop work. But when I have had the opportunity, the Overwatch event, because I need my skins, dude. I got to get those new skins before the event's over. But we have more time this time around, which is nice. And then watching Amy play a crap ton of Subnautica.
So you're just watching?
I'm watching her play as I go to sleep. I did play AC Origins, though. I had a lot of fun playing.
Yeah, okay. How was that? I mean, you
the
really
fighting
into
style
Assassin's
a little
Creed.
Different from huh?
I said you're really into Assassin's Creed. Did it let you down or to live up to the expectations?
I don't know yet. I will say this. Visually, it's insanely stimulating. It's beautiful. It's I'm obsessed with ancient Egyptian culture, so this just it's eye candy everywhere I look. There's a new, or I don't know if this is in any of the other games, but there's like this weird camera feature, and I'm not really a fan of it at all. I don't like that. The fighting style's a little different, but. The rest is just, it's absolutely stunning. And I'm just, you know, waiting to see what the rest of the, how the story unfolds, because it kind of just threw you into something already going on versus, you know, you kind of getting some semblance of like backstory per se.
Now, you said you were watching your sister play Subnautica. Aaron, do you enjoy watching people in real life play video games, not like on Twitch? Can you stand there and watch someone play games?
It depends on who she is.
She?
Only a girl?
Yeah, my wording is very precise there. Yes, it depends on who she is.
So you won't watch your little brother play video games?
No. No. Won't do that. I don't know, because I like to be interactive. So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. But I like watching people that have played the game for the very first time in person, and like probably exploration games like Fallout or Oblivion or Skyrim or something like that, somewhere they can actually just wander and I don't have to tell them what to do. They kind of just find out on their own type of things.
A part of me has always liked watching my friends. Like when my friends would come over as a kid and play video games, I was fine if they played mostly. You know, we'd usually do the trade-off on lives thing.
Oh.
But I was totally cool sitting there watching people play.
I couldn't just, yeah, no.
I like it, especially if I'd played it before. I'd like to see other people make other decisions and things
like
that.
Yeah, I honestly do like that. I used to watch someone play like Dead Space, a lot of the horror games that I couldn't like physically handle. And my function was either helping them through a puzzle or a walkthrough or something like that. Cause it still helped me. I felt like I was still a part of the game. I was just watching the story unfold, in front of me. I love it. You know, I do not mind it. Unless it's a game where I'm like, no, I've got to play it. Back the hell up, bitch. Kind of a thing.
How much Twitch do you watch, Ivy?
Twitch? Not much, because I'm usually just streaming it, or if I'm not streaming, I'm working. Oh, wait, you know what? Who was I watching? I streamed it on the TV, because I was watching on Twitch on Xbox. Who was gaming? Oh, I've seen Vampy Bitme has done a bunch of streams. She played a Yakuza on Twitch before, and I watched her stream that for a bit. I've been avoiding anyone streaming Monster Hunter because I just got it, and I want to see it myself.
See, and the thing about Twitch, if I'm watching the person, they have to be very talkative. I kind of can't watch somebody that is really focused on the game. I mean, they can be focused on the game and still be talkative, but like, I don't know. It has to be some type of form of entertainment other than just me watching, or I'll get bored. So I have to, and that's probably why I don't watch too much of Twitch. Mm-hmm. But like, if you are, you know, I'll watch talk shows for, you know, Twitch, or I'll watch D&D. Like, of course, there's Critical Role. That's one. But then I saw one with Black Nerd Comedy. He was on one that I saw him tweet
Andre
about.
Andre Meadows?
Where he was doing a Power Rangers RP. I watched for a little while, and then I kind of was like, it's Power Rangers. I'm kind of done, but thank you. They did a good job. It's just Power Rangers is not, you know, my go-to thing, sorry. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't know. When I look at Twitch, I'm looking at it as like it's TV. So I flip through channels, you know, I kind of, until I find something that I'm interested in.
What is the male to female ratio that you watch on Twitch?
It's probably 70-30. I'm not gonna lie.
Shlong to vagine, or what's the 70?
Wow.
Watch more ladies than I do males. But here's the thing. I will watch a male streamer. I found that I've watched a male streamer for a longer period of time because they talk a lot. Then I've seen some of the ladies. Only some of the ladies I've seen, they don't talk as much. So, I don't know. But I'm always looking for that, you know, that next big streamer for me to watch, you know. So it's not
you
necessarily...
You can always come and hang on my streams.
Do I not?
I don't know.
Ivy, do I not?
I've tried to watch Ivy's streams.
I seem to have forgotten.
Yeah. I bet you have.
I don't remember anything. I know nothing.
Many times I put hashtags in your chat room about getting the Duchess a mic.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to murder you.
I've watched a few of Ivy's streams. I mean, they're all right.
Whatever. No one asked you.
I mean, I think I just have bad timing. Because every time I show up, it's probably quiet. And then you're like fighting cats.
You got it. Yeah, that's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. No, then yeah, you get it at the wrong time.
Yeah, because I'll come in too. And
hey, Ibizu says Ivy streams.
They're like in the middle of work or something like that. And I end up just sitting there chatting with chat.
Did you just call that O-Face?
Yeah, this is the O-Face.
That's how I know you need to spend more time on Twitch. That is a Craigasm.
Craigasm?
Craigasm. What do you call PogChamp?
What's that?
Nothing. EE, you're way too thirsty tonight, my friend.
What? It's the guy's making like an open.
You know, we screwed EE over though because he was on the show once. He recorded with us at E3 the one day you couldn't make it. So he met with me and
I remember this.
And we recorded at the thing, but you weren't there.
He told me about this.
We cucked the hell out of EE.
What?
It's the only reason he probably did the show is because he thought you were going to be on there.
Well, I am the best liked one on the podcast, so go figure.
Apparently.
We haven't polled that, have we?
What?
Let's not.
Oh, and you know what?
My brain couldn't handle it.
You don't want to open that bag,
no,
do you?
No, my brain could not handle it. let's not do that.
This might be...
That'd be a blow to my ego. Let's not do that.
Maybe, man. I can dust off the old wingman.
I have a need to be loved.
Maybe I can dust off my old wingman shoes, and maybe we could play a little matchmaker here with EE and Ivy.
Matchmaker, because, make me a match.
I mean, EE is down in LA for the next few weeks working on some super secret project.
Ooh, what is he?
Tell me.
Tell us.
I want to know.
I don't even know if it's secret. It was secret at the time I heard about it. It's probably public
now. It's probably leaked by now. And if it isn't, EE can leak it right now.
Yeah, he could leak it in chat if he wants to. But that, I mean, he's down in Southern California.
Am I on the thumbnail? Which thumbnail?
It says, I'm verified on Twitter and I don't have baby mamas.
I don't have a baby mama.
Yeah, I don't have baby mamas. Baby's mama.
Baby's mama. Baby mama.
Baby's mama.
I can't think of a better combination than Ivy Doomkitty and one of Smash 4's best commentators.
Smash 4. Took that an entirely different way.
You know, after you made that tweet about EE and... TK Breezy, his name on TK Breezy's name on Twitter for a little while was Young Eddie Murphy. I don't know
really?
If you saw that.
No, I did not.
Yeah, so I don't know if a bunch of people were saying that or if you single-handedly swayed him over.
If it happened because of mine, you're welcome. Just going to put that out there.
EE says, I'm a PUBG caster now. Smash 4 is dead to me.
Oh, what happened? Scandal?
I'm assuming it's maybe all the Bayonetta controversy. We should let him call in.
Bayonetta controversy.
We should have him call in.
Yeah, have him call in. Why not?
Maybe in the after show. I don't want it to be all clunky doing the transition, but I'd love to hear what he thinks because there's a lot of controversy going on in the Smash 4 world right now. Bayonetta is like a broken character, so like...
Have they done like an update to her that made her broken?
I don't know.
Or has she always been broken?
I don't know that much of the details. I just know that there's a lot of unrest. Because
it's been out for her. She's been out for a while.
There was this tournament. Two tournaments happened on the same weekend. One in Japan and one in America. Nairo, MKLeo, and a couple other pretty popular players who I don't think play Bayonetta were all out in Japan in Tokaigi.
Uh-huh.
And Nairo won. And it was amazing. Like, it was really fun to watch. It was the grand finals. It was MKLeo and Nairo, but there was a lot of people upset at the American one because I guess it was just kind of a snooze fest. A lot of the same characters were getting played and the matches just weren't as hype. And so now, like, even the people 2GG Saga, they're thinking about doing a saga where they ban all those characters just to see what'll happen. So it'll be like no Cloud in doubles, no Bayo in singles or something like that.
Huh.
Yeah. But I wonder if that's the reason. It's probably not even the reason. He probably just got a different reason. What else we got? We got any news stories, Aaron? Did you take the time to do the news?
I couldn't because I got extremely busy yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. As you know.
Well, I'll give you a head start in looking for some
What
news.
Were you busy with?
Well, I joined a softball team.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
How come?
To be active in the world, you know?
That's a good enough reason.
We're 2-0 right now.
Aaron's telling the news.
Yeah, we're pretty good out there. First news story that comes up to mind right now. You know, just pulling it out of anywhere.
The first one you see?
Pretty much. Something that pops up. That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, while you're talking about that, I guess we could talk about this. Energy Esports is going to have an Overwatch Contenders team.
What does that mean?
So, you know how there's the Overwatch League?
Uh-huh.
That's like the NBA. There's like a feeder league that's called Contenders.
Oh, okay.
Where... Like
the AAA or whatever?
Kind of,
yeah. That's like what they do in baseball.
Sort of. Yeah. Just like that. The D-League, I guess.
It's exactly what they do in NBA. Baseball.
A lot of these teams are affiliated with Overwatch League teams, and then also some of them are not. Many of them are just like qualified from the previous season, which they called Season Zero. And Energy SF Shock did get a team, and there will be a roster announcement pretty soon. If you look hard enough, I'm pretty sure everything's been leaked everywhere because it's esports. But it's going to be – I mean, I'm happy because I do love Overwatch, but from my perspective, it's a lot more work. Now that's two teams, but it's going to be an exciting thing. It's like launching again. Energy Esports has a interesting past with Overwatch, you know, with the Seagull fallout and being the meme team at one point. And there's a curse on the franchise in Overwatch that it's our mission to go out there and break now.
What's this curse?
The curse is...
You can't have a curse in the first
ever
season.
Well, no, Energy had Overwatch teams before.
Okay,
even when I first started, the Energy had an Overwatch.
But I'm saying for like, oh, this is a whole new league, though.
True. So it's we got it, but we're still the Energy Overwatch team.
Okay.
So the curse was players would seem we'd seem to pick up really big players, mm-hmm. and then they would underperform, and then go out to other teams and then explode. So that's kind of like the curse. You could fight it. There's a couple cases where it's true. I don't believe in curses and all that bullshit, but people do. You go to Reddit and you see that. So I'm excited. I think that the people who put together this team are some of the most brilliant people we have on staff. I'm super excited. So we'll see an energy return to Overwatch. Yeah, very, very soon. What do you got, Aaron?
It says PUBG development delayed as developers grapple with cheaters. Since, you know, I guess we got a new PUBG announcer in there. I do this story for him in here. It says, player unknown Butterground developer PUBG Corp has delayed several major upcoming features, including the launch of the game's new map, as the company focuses on revamping cheating. First of all, why are you cheating out there, people? Just... Let's stop.
Just don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't be an asshole.
In a post on today's on the Battleground Steam page, the developer said that anti-cheat efforts have also set back communications with fans about plans for 2018 and beyond. Early this year, development of some of the major features and systems was delayed as our focus shifted towards tightening our anti-cheat effort, PUBG Corp said. Also, due to other reasons, we have not been able to show you the team's development roadmap of 2018. How important do you think it is to show the roadmap, Corey, for development of video games?
I mean, it's a luxury. I don't expect a company to lay out their plans for me, but if they do, I mean, I don't know why they would.
It says cheating has been on the rise in Battleground since back in 2017 as the game gained a large international audience through partnership in mainland China. Oh, who wrote this article? Because that sounds a little biased there. Charlie Hall of Polygon.
Ooh, Charlie Hall.
Are you implying that since they partnered with somebody in China, you...
Did they say how people are cheating? Is this like aimbots? Is it wall hacks?
BattleEye, a third-party client which handles some of the anti-cheat work for PUBG, claimed that it has banned 2.5 million players. I thought I was going to say because, but it doesn't. Nope, it's not really giving me anything just yet. No, I'm not sure.
So well, how can you expect people who play PUBG not to cheat when your poster boy of the game, Dr. Disrespect, literally had to go on like a 6-month hiatus because he cheated on his wife?
Dang. You've been waiting on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of waiting for you to hit at like a point where I could break in.
That's terrible.
Coming out of chat, the phenomenal EE says, I'd never cheat on you, Ivy.
Okay. I think you're on the wrong show. I usually go The Thirst Is Real on the Saturday shows, my guy.
The thirst is absolutely real.
The new map that was announced last year and expected to feature landscape pulled from the area around the Adriatic Sea. So far, little is known about the other new features or whatever. because they've been refocusing. So I guess cheaters have kind of ruined it for a couple of other people.
What's going on with the Fortnite versus PUBG battle here? Who's going to come out on top here?
Fortnite, to me, I feel has already come out on top.
Why do I think I saw an infographic somewhere saying that the viewership for Fortnite on Twitch was higher than PUBG the last month? Can anyone confirm that?
That most likely is right. I don't know. I watched it. Literally, I'll watch a little bit of PUBG. I think I've seen maybe one streamer that I'm interested in that you know plays PUBG. But Fortnite is just aesthetically pleasing over PUBG. Like, it just looks funner.
Did you just say funner?
Yeah, that's right. I just
funner. Used,
that's how much I like it. I will slaughter funner. The English language. It looks the bestest.
Oh my god! Oh, the cringe.
There you go. Mm-mm. There you go. Deal with it.
Let's see.
It hurts.
I pulled up some stats and some figures here because this is a show based off of facts.
Is it now?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It always has
is
been. It?
We're sure about that.
Achieved last month, PUBG had an all-time peak of 3,236,000.
That's a lot of
users
people.
Playing at any one time.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, go ahead and.
But since then, the concurrent count has dropped for the first time. The new Steam chart states that the average concurrent player has dropped over 5%. And on the contrast, it looks like Fortnite has recorded a record high of 3.4 million. And that was just in this last month.
And that's crazy for a game that wasn't supposed to focus on that.
I think that wasn't that both games?
I don't know. I thought PUBG was built to focus on Battleground.
Yeah, you're right, because it was based off of H1Z1, yeah. Which was supposed to be the zombie game that split off into this battle arena, and then...
I don't know if PUBG is that thing. I thought PUBG was its own thing.
No, PUBG was. H1Z1 did it first. They did the Battle Royale, King of the Kill, and then PUBG came out and started whooping its ass.
There was one before H1Z1. DayZ, remember the mod?
Oh, okay. Was that where it started?
First. Well, they didn't really do. DayZ. I guess you call it because you kind of just were you spawn and then you go around. I don't know. I don't think it was really a battle arena. It's tough to say, but yeah, PUBG basically is the one that took it over, the battle arena type of thing. Drop in, fight everybody. Fortnite was supposed to just kind of be a horde mode thing where you build shelter, survival.
Yeah.
Go out, gather equipment or supplies, build a shelter to cover up your little, whatever that little checkpoint thing is that the zombies are trying to come and get. And then they just came out with a battle arena, you know, Battlegrounds mode, and it blew up.
I love you, EE, but I feel like you're backing the wrong horse here, my friend. I feel like PUBG, keep that knowledge, keep casting those games, but don't sleep on Fortnite. You should be a double threat, you know, have both in your pocket.
It shouldn't be that hard to switch over. Not even switch over, but to do both, because, I mean, you're both doing Battlegrounds, correct?
True. So, in principle, yeah, but, I mean, the mechanics and the weapons and the locations and all that stuff are wildly different.
You just learn the same things. It's the same thing as, like, you're learning the different tactics between the Bundesliga and the Premier League. It's the same game. Yeah, you're both soccer, but there's definitely different tactics. You know, you just learning both of them.
These games are available on console so far. Ivy, are you going to be jumping into the... I mean, there's statistics show that if you were to stream Fortnite or PUBG, your viewership mm-hmm. would increase.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Are you streaming to do your own thing, or are you streaming to get a bunch of viewers?
Am I what? Wait, you cut out.
Are you streaming just, you know, because you want to do your own thing, or are you streaming to get a bunch of viewers?
I stream to do my own thing, but it's also nice to get a bunch of viewers as I stream my own thing.
I think you should start streaming PUBG as your manager.
You're my manager now.
Well, I mean, what else do you call what I do? I've been steering your career.
You manage me?
I've been steering your career the last year.
I don't know if you want to take on.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't think you want to take on.
What?
I think you should start streaming some Fortnite. I'd watch that.
Would I be any good at it, or would I suck giant balls?
You'd suck giant balls, but that'd be the fun. And it's like constant action, because you get in the game, even if you get knocked out first, you queue up immediately, and then you're back in a match. I think that's one of the things that makes this game so fun just for people to play, is because whether most funner.
Yeah, more funnest.
More funner than good.
It hurts.
If you win, great. You know, you play the game for 40 minutes and you won and you feel really good about yourself. But if you lose, yeah, you just queue right back up and you're literally back in a match within like 2 minutes. It's pretty dope. I think
Ivy needs to do horror games.
I freaking streamed Resident Evil once and I had over viewers on Resident Evil while I was on Twitch, and it was insane.
You gotta do horror games. They want to see you jump.
It was like late night
drinking
stream. Like, okay, so
wait, you were drinking Crystal on stream?
We had a lot of
Mountain Dew, baby.
We had a lot of drinks before we started streaming. And then, you know, I'm like, I told my friend Chris, I'm like, hey, why don't we do Resident Evil 7? I haven't played it yet. Let's play and stream it. So we're in my living room streaming from the Xbox. So we're alternating. We have the cam set up there. But once I get the crap scared out of me to the point where I can no longer handle it, and because my anxiety went like to 20, I'd hand off the controller to her and she'd take over. So like we'd just switch off and at points where we just couldn't handle it anymore. And yeah, we had over 100 people in the channel watching the stream. It was ridiculous. It was so much freaking fun.
Yeah, horror games do quite well. They do quite well.
I definitely plan on doing that again because that was great.
It's crazy because I've been watching a streamer like blow up before our very own eyes, because we picked up a Fortnite guy for energy named King Richard.
Mm-hmm.
And
the guy that moved games, right?
He what?
I thought he moved games.
I think he did. I think he played Fortnite for a while or something. I don't know what his history is, but he's been streaming Fortnite and he's just insanely good. And obviously whoever at energy scouted him and signed him knew how good he was, but now like everyone else is starting to realize how good he is. And he's hitting 10K, like regularly, a couple times
Jesus.
A week. He's streaming with like the biggest Fortnite streamer, Ninja. And he streams with Summit sometimes, I guess. And they'll like duo. And they're just trying to break records at this point. So they're not even playing to win. They're just playing to get as many kills as possible.
Yeah, I've seen streamers do that before. They'll just go out and they'll like go like instantly where everybody is to try to pick up a weapon, blast, pick up their weapon, blast, and like just go at them as fast as possible.
They got 37 kills in duos a couple weeks ago.
Wow. A piece?
Together as a team.
As a team.
And that's 100 people on the map, and they killed 37 of those people. That's
Jesus.
That's crazy.
And then like there's things you can do in that game like rocket riding.
I've seen, I saw a video where it showed, I guess, a guy use his last two rockets to save his teammates to get them out of the danger zone. They were all like far back, and so he sacrificed himself and launched them off.
Oh, that's awesome.
To save, I don't know if they died later on, but it was like a video focusing on him giving up his life just to save his team. I was like,
aww.
King Richard has some sick highlights. There's one where they're like at the ground level and they see the dude's building over there. Mm-hmm. So King Richard rocket rides all the way up to where these dudes are building, jumps off the rocket, shotguns both these guys, and just wrecks them. Chicken dinner. It's not chicken dinner in that game, but they won.
That's what's weird about the, like, I don't know. It's just, it appeals more to the, like, you don't get those moments in PUBG. You can't rocket ride on something. Like, you're just going to blow up and die. I don't know. The cartoony aspect to it makes it more appealing, I feel.
He had this other kill. I think there was an update where they put in like they updated a grenade that you can use to do like these boost jumps. So you could like throw the grenade, jump, and it'll boost you and you get like a super high jump. He did this at the end. Boost jumped from his giant building to another giant building. Just barely made the jump. Kills the last two guys and wins. Posted it, and the tweet had... man, I can't even... oh, here it is. I just found it. It was an impulse grenade. He jumped, did it. It has 31K likes.
Jeez.
The guy has 12K followers.
Jesus.
9.2K retweets. It was just, he's a human highlight reel. Every time you watch this guy play, he just makes crazy shit happen and he's entertaining. And the fact that he pairs with like the biggest streamers out there also in this game is just like a huge bonus. But dude's hitting 10K viewers. Ridiculous. I'm proud of that guy.
A lot of people watching, yeah.
Yeah. Hard work, too. Guy streams every single weekday. Like, to make it on Twitch, that's exactly the level of commitment it takes.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Can I link it? Yeah, hell yeah, I can link it. What do you got for the next story, though, Aaron?
Sounds like a hacker, they say in chat.
There we go. There's the tweet. You could be the judge. You be the judge.
We got Xbox Live games with gold.
That's still a thing?
Yeah.
All right.
What's the game for this month?
You got Super Hot. You know that game where you can where everything in the world stops until you move, or at least moves like really, really slowly.
Is that an old game?
That is
like a really old game.
Not really, really old. I'm gonna say that came out.
Was maybe... I at GameStop when that was already?
No, out? No. This is okay. Way beyond that. This is like in the last 2 years, I know for sure. But this is for March, everybody. So Microsoft's lineup for the free titles Xbox Live Gold subscription for March is led by Super Hot. And provides more than $69 worth of games, according to the company, of course. Super Hot's team made the first-person action game, which every time you move, the enemies move, of course, with you. And that's bullets and stuff. So you can do, like, pretty cool slow-motion action type of stuff, which is pretty dope. It will be available free from March 16th through April 15th for Xbox One. The console's other free games for March is Trials of Blood Dragon... from Red Lynx, Ubisoft Kiev, a combination of motorbike racing series Trials. Dang, they're giving away Trials now?
Are you surprised?
And Far Cry 3 spinoff Blood Dragon. Oh, it's just a mixer of those games. That's what this Trials of Blood Dragon is. Whatever. Gold Scribes will be able to download it for free all that month. Xbox 360 Games with Gold's program is still going, apparently, and will offer Brave, the video game.
The Disney. Brave?
Yeah, like the movie. Is that a Disney movie?
It's a video game now?
Of course it's a video game.
What?
Yeah. During the second half of the month, Gold members will be able to get Quantum Conundrum, a puzzle game from Airtight Games and portal designer Kim Swift. Yeah.
Did it say Portal?
No.
Ivy, did you buy anything during the Steam sale?
I have not. I mean, I have a lot of the games. Like, I have all the Blue Shift, or, you know, like that, Half-Life. I'm missing, I think, Half-Life 2 from it. I mean, I played that on console, but it sucks playing it on console.
Half-Life 2 was like 99 cents last weekend. Yeah.
Man. Womp womp. Why didn't you tell me?
If you listened to the show, you would have known.
Oh, yeah. Well then.
Yeah. I bought The Witcher.
3?
Yeah.
Have you started it at all?
I started it on stream.
Why didn't you? Okay.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think it is. A lot of people play that one. They're liking that
game. I still need to play Portal 2 with Web.
Yeah, you and Web are supposed to do the Portal 2. Are you streaming? Or are you guys doing like a
report? No, we were going to stream it.
Okay. I played Witcher when it first came out on the Xbox. I bought it like a jackass. And I only played through like... probably 20 minutes. And then I just stopped because I quit playing console. And so now I bought it again on PC, thinking I'll boost it on max settings, rock through this thing, and fuck, why not stream it? But I'm the least entertaining streamer when I'm playing an RPG, because I like to read everything. I don't really read out loud. I try and interact, but I'm more like, I don't know. I'm really only streaming just to
do it. Are you saying you're lame?
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, yeah, actually,
that's actually one reason why I think I don't watch streams that play RPGs and stuff like that too, because they, you kind of got to be invested in the game as opposed to entertaining.
Pratt nailed it. I mean, my first stream was probably literally 30 minutes of me trying to fix my settings. I had double audio, then I had no video, and then it was a cluster.
Yeah. They should actually, why don't they have anything that lets you test and see how things look before going live?
I guess I could record myself. I could record playing for like 10 minutes and then watch it and figure that out, but I don't know.
Now, anytime I try to stream, I try to look for any game that I don't really have to think about, and I can just
commentate. This is true. But I'm not going to lie. I've done that when I played like Knights of the Old Republic, when I streamed that, or...
See, like games like that, I don't...
Fallout?
Yeah. I think those type of games would be better as like videos as opposed to just streaming them.
I refuse to play Overwatch anymore on my main account while I'm streaming.
Why is that?
I take it way too seriously. I actually have a rank to be proud of, so
wow.
I don't,
oh god, here we go.
I don't want to lose it. And when I do start losing, I start like feeling bad for my teammates.
You start raging and you start bitching at your teammates is what you're trying to say.
No. I'm pretty good at not raging at my teammates, but I rage on myself. I
go off on my team.
I go into a mini depression.
You assholes, you guys suck balls.
Pratt misses the days where me and Aaron would stream Escapists. You remember that prison escape game?
Oh.
You and I were streaming for a little while.
You streamed it too?
Yeah.
I don't remember you streaming it.
Yeah, I streamed it.
Oh. Yeah, I remember I did the 8-hour stream of it.
Yeah, I didn't stream as much as you, but I streamed it.
And I just literally started living in prison for a little while. I wasn't even playing the game. I was just doing all the same stuff.
Now I have an alt account, though, for Overwatch. So if I stream, I'll stream on the alt account. It'll be chill vibes, as the kids are saying these days. Chill vibes, and it'll be okay. But on my main account, I can't fuck around with that shit because that's serious. I just saw Jeff Kaplan, Daddy Cap, just released the breakdown of the percentages of the player base. And I could try and find it. But I believe like Platinum is only 25% of the player base. And then it goes down to like 10% for Diamond, and then 5%, and then 1% for Grandmaster and Top 500. So I'm actually proud of being Plat now. For a while, I was like, Plat, whatever. But when I saw that it's like top 25 percentile, or there's only 25% of the player base, that's something to be proud of. So I don't want to fuck that up.
Well, what number is that, though? Like, how many people are playing? Millions.
Yeah, at least 3 million.
And then 25% of the 3 million is?
I don't want to think about all that. Why do you got to put a number on it?
Because that's what you're.
You think
you
this
started
is a,
with?
You think
numbers.
This is a podcast based on statistics?
You literally started off saying I feel better because of the statistic that I'm 25.
Yeah, but I didn't think that much about it, you asshole.
You guys are dorks.
You know, like if there were four people playing Overwatch, and then you were like, I'm in the 25%. I'm like, okay, you're special.
You want to know something, guys? I forgot. I was having so much fun with everybody. I forgot. I lost track of time. And we're about 25 minutes over.
Are we really?
Yeah. So if you're listening to the podcast and you're seeing that we're 20 minutes over, usually we go an hour and it's a hard stop. But we've been going.
You guys get bonus content.
This is bonus contest. Wow. Lucky. I started thinking like this feels like it's going along. But when David's not here, just time flies.
Why didn't you have the tracks queued up?
Your guess is as good as... At least everybody's recorded.
Well, at least everybody's recorded.
Well, thank you guys all for watching, and thank you guys all for listening. Of course, we are now on fucking Spotify, bitch! We've been trying forever to get on Spotify. So you can listen to the show, add it to your Spotify playlist, give it a rating if that's a thing on Spotify. It'd mean a lot to us. And tell your friends. Can it show up in like suggested? Like if your friend watches
There's like a subscribe option, I think, on Spotify for it.
Is there?
There's a follow, because I've already...
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
follow.
I went to follow already, yeah. I don't know if you can...
Let me look you guys up.
Yeah, if you guys, everybody has Spotify.
Do it right now.
It's integrated in Discord. I imagine you guys will all be doing listening parties in your respective Discords. But as well as iTunes, you know you can find us there. If you're listening to this on iTunes, which I look at the statistics, I see quite a few of you do.
Oh my God, it's all episodes going back to 187.
That's a good start. That's a good start. Everybody, if you're listening to this on iTunes right now, give us a share. Give us a rating, the 5-star rating, and write a little review in there. Say how much you enjoy the show. That's so more people can find it. We can grow this show. And maybe, just maybe, Aaron can make some money doing this so he doesn't have to work at Lowe's as a receiver. Ivy, what are you plugging? What's your next show?
It is next weekend, Emerald City Comic Con, March 1-4. Amy and my other sister, Pamela, will be joining me. Amy will be cosplaying with me. We have a few new costumes. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm judging the Championship of Cosplay contest for them, which is the Western Division. The winner of that will go on to compete for the crown. Championship of Cosplay in C2E2 this year to compete with the best in the world, which I had the pleasure of judging last year. So we'll be doing that. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you guys are in the Seattle area, come out, say hi, hang out. Would be great to see you guys.
Aaron, anything you're plugging? You want to participate in the
stream tomorrow, everybody? We'll be doing the Throwback Thursdays. Me and my little brother playing some Secret of Mana. Probably around 7 o'clock. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. For Ivy Doom Kitty, the real Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, saying you've just been banged.